The natural gas bill just went up sharply in Ukraine.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Ukraine's special discount on the price of natural gas from Russia ended abruptly today. Ukraine's big gas suppliers, a company controlled by the Russian government, Gazprom, said today that natural gas for Ukraine will now run $385 per thousand cubic meters. Now, that is an increase of nearly 44%. The BBC's David Stern joins us from Kiev. David, good morning.
Good morning.
This move does not come as a surprise, but for Ukrainians, what will be the immediate impact?
Well, the immediate impact has already been felt. The Ukrainian government has said that it is going to be raising domestic gas prices anyway. This is part of a bailout package from the IMF and the International Monetary Fund. And the IMF has been demanding this for a long time because the Ukrainian domestic prices as well as the industrial prices are very heavily subsidized. Now, there will be a fallout from this announcement today of the gas price, no doubt. And it will just generally affect the economy, though it's difficult to say how it precisely will affect the economy and how soon that will happen.
I suppose it's possible the weather might mute some of the effect of this as we get deeper into spring. People might need less natural gas.
Well, yes, that's true. I mean, that's as far as the domestic gas prices go. But Ukraine is a very gas-heavy economy. It's, in fact, one of the most inefficient economies in terms of its energy use in Europe, if not the world. So this is going to be something that affects the actual output of the or the price of industrial output. So that will be felt very much by the average consumer here.
The European Union and the U.S. have been trying to help Ukraine. Will Western aid help with some of these energy bills?
Yes. Now, how exactly it breaks down, it's difficult to say right now. One of the reasons why we care about Russian gas is because Ukrainians have get the bulk of their gas from Russia. And so they've got to look for other sources, whether it's internal, they've talked about fracking, or else whether they reverse the flow of gas from Europe. There's also the political pressures that are taking place. And this makes it very difficult for the government to introduce what are potentially going to be very unpopular, although they say very needed economic steps.
David Stern reports for the BBC. He spoke to us from Kiev. David, thank you.
Thank you.
We're following what could turn out to be a major emerging story this morning. The FBI has reportedly started a wide-ranging investigation into whether high-frequency traders may be using insider information, that is, info not available to everyone else. The Wall Street Journal reports the probe started a year ago. The financial industry is currently waging a kind of arms race to see which firms can get the technology to give it millionth of a second advantages in the rapid-fire buying and selling of securities. Investigators want to know if the FAST Act activity is being used to hide illegal insider tip-offs or is being used to manipulate prices. Now let's do the numbers. The FT 100 in London is up 0.4%. The DAX in Frankfurt is up 0.5% at the moment. The stock index in Japan, the Nikkei, fell 0.25%. A new phase of economic reform is kicking in there today. Higher sales taxes. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up. Figuring out high, where, and when to retire is complicated enough. Try adding to the whole mishigas, figuring out what to do with the family's small business. Grace Hood reports.
For almost two decades, Colorado's aspiring big rig drivers have turned to Roy Hansen's Northern Colorado Truck Driving Academy for their training.
This is a tractor and truck and trailer now. He's parallel parking here. You know, it takes some experience to do this. You can't just wing it.
Truck driving jobs are in high demand because of increased construction in the region and cleanup from Colorado's floods last year. With a thriving business, Hansen's now focusing on retirement. This month, he put his school up for sale with a broker.
I'll turn 69 next month, and, it's just time to do it.
A growing number of boomers are eyeing retirement now. Those who own small businesses and want to cash out have had to be patient since the last recession. This is where brokers who match buyers and sellers can help out.
There's always a three-year look back. The banks want to see 3 years financial statements. The buyers want to see 3 to 5.
Ben Marley is with Mountain States Business Brokers Group. He says there's often a lag between an economic recovery and the ability of business brokers to close deals.
If the most recent year or the most recent 2 years are in decline, you're not going to get the loan. End of story.
That picture has changed. Last year, the popular online marketplace BizBuySell.com reported a 49% jump in small business sales. Scott Bushke, a board member with the International Business Brokers Association, says this year could be even better.
Kind of the perfect storm. You got more buyers with a lot of cash. You got more baby boomers coming out into the marketplace, and financing is getting more aggressive each and every day.
As a broker himself, Bushke says he's starting to see interest from business owners who first tried to sell around the Great Recession. He says they have the feeling now is a great window of opportunity. In Fort Collins, Colorado, I'm Grace Hood for Marketplace.
And is it time to embrace April Fool's Day as a teachable moment in critical thinking? Looking at, for instance, the online front page of Britain's Guardian newspaper today, is it really true that researchers have developed a high-tech bodysuit so that healthcare professionals can empathize with their most elderly patients? Is it really true that there's an ad running in Denmark urging couples to go on vacation together to boost Denmark's low birth rate? I once got a message from a listener annoyed by a fake story we did on the 1st of April saying they'll never listen to the news again without questioning sources. My reply, then my work here is done. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.